Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold. Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Support for Girl Tales is provided by Tailblazers like you. Come join us at patreon.com/girltales for as little as $1 a month. And if you'd like to leave an end-of-the-year tax-deductible one-time donation, I'll leave a separate link for you in our show notes. Here is a special shout-out for a Tailblazer who calls himself a Bug Life 5. Thank you for your lovely 5-star review. And now a message from another one of our favorite kids' podcasts.
Hey, listeners, this is Greg Webb, the host of the Purple Rocket Podcast, a show that brings you educational audio adventures for kids. Explore the universe aboard the space train. Fly with fairies. Or travel the world using a magical globe. You can find the Purple Rocket wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and become a Rocketeer today.
Now, on to our episode. This is Nova's Lab, Rescuing Nova with Ada Lovelace. Enjoy!
Tailblazers, thank goodness. It's me, Catherine, Nova's computer and lab partner. Nova designed me to help her with experiments. Before you got here, Nova went back in time to become a machine called the Analytical Engine, created by Charles Babbage. But we've lost contact. She's got to be home in time for dinner. Will you help me find her? Thank you. I know you usually travel with Nova, but do you think you can travel through time and space with me instead? I believe you can, too. Okay, Tailblazers, you're Nova's best hope of finding her way back to the lab. She was going on an excursion to the 1800s to become the world's first computing machine. However, the machine was never completed, so Nova may be trapped in an early version of the world's first computer. The mathematician and computer pioneer, Charles Babbage, designed a machine he called the Analytical Engine, but the problem is it couldn't work without instructions, and the instructions never got to the machine. That's how Nova got stuck in the past, and she needs our help, Tailblazers. You have to travel back in time through the particle accelerator to get the instructions for the Analytical Engine. You will have to get the instructions from Ada Lovelace. She's a mathematician who wrote the world's first computer program. Those are the instructions that will free Nova from the Analytical Engine. We'll have to hurry. We only have a little time to complete this rescue mission before dinner. Be careful, Tailblazers. I'll be with you in radio contact to guide you through time to find Nova. The particle accelerator is up and running. Count down to save Nova. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go!
William, I'm going to my study to work on my calculations.
That's Ada Lovelace. She's working on a computer program that could free Nova. Nova is trapped in the analytical engine. We've got to ask Ada Lovelace for a copy of her work. Can you ask her, Tailblazers?
Hello, who's there? My say, how did you get into my study and why are you here? Your friend is trapped in the analytical engine? You mean Babbage's computing machine? But it hasn't been completed. You need my help to free her? Goodness me! Well, I have just completed Appendix G, with instructions on how to sequence Bernoulli's numbers on the analytical engine that might get the machine working properly and free your friend.
That's just what we need, Tailblazers. We should say thank you to Ada Lovelace for helping us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I do hope the machine works.
Tailblazers, I'm firing up the particle accelerator to get to Babbage's machine. Say goodbye to Ada Lovelace.
Wait a moment, Tailblazers. Things are a bit dull here at the moment. Could I accompany you?
Ada Lovelace wants to come. What do you think, Tailblazers? Should we bring Ada with us?
Huzzah!
Tailblazers and Ada. Countdown for the particle accelerator.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Here we go!
Help! Can anyone hear me? Help!
Can you hear Nova, Tailblazers?
I became this machine, but I can't seem to get out. Please help.
There, she seems to be inside Babbage's machine. Tailblazers, we can help. I gave you a sequence of numbers to put inside the machine. Bernoulli's numbers. That is a complex set of mathematical equations that will get the machine working and free Nova. Place the paper at one end of the machine, and my computer program should do the rest.
You can do it, Tailblazers.
Yes, you're doing it, Tailblazers. Tailblazers, you did it!
It worked!
Wait a moment, are you? Ada Lovelace, at your service. Mathematician and scholar. I love a good adventure.
Oh my goodness, you are the creator of the computer program. You are a hero of mine. I'm Nova, a scientist.
Enchantée, Nova. The miraculous thing is, if you hadn't gotten trapped in the analytical engine and your friends the Tailblazers hadn't brought me here, the machine could never have worked.
Whoa! Ada, so many things that exist in the future are because of you. Would you like to see the future?
Well?
Yes, indeed I would. Tailblazers, let's head back to the lab and show Ada Lovelace how her computer program has changed the world. Count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go!
We're back! Catherine, thank you for sending the Tailblazers to save me.
I'm glad you're back safe and sound, Nova. And just in time for dinner.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. These machines. What does this do? And this. Oh, and what about this? Oh, the future is marvelous. What is this?
It seems like Ada is pretty busy exploring the lab.
Tailblazers, thank you so much for coming on this special mission to rescue me. I could never have escaped the analytical engine without your help. If you want to learn more about computer programming, go to code.org or girlswhocode.com and try your hand at making your own games, apps, and drawings. Code.org and girlswhocode.com have lots of cool activities. You can create so much. Oops, what does that do? Well, I better keep an eye on Ada so she doesn't tear the lab apart. Thank you, and see you next time, Tailblazers.
Thank you, Tailblazers. You truly saved the day.
That was Nova's Lab, Rescuing Nova with Ada Lovelace. Produced, performed, and written by Tessa Flannery. Executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tell your friends about Girl Tales. And oh, remember, I believe in you.
Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being a princess is bigger than a crown. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember.